Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Lemon. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. And now, play ball. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger takes first base on ball four. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Orsino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Powell moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile takes first base on ball four. Powell moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler strikes out. There goes Ward. The throw from Orsino to second, and Ward is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Brandt. Herbert reaches second base with a double. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger is called out on strikes. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive towards first. Gentile reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Nicholson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Brandt. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. Herbert scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive towards first. Lemon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsino hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Herbert takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hershberger strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0-for-1 in the game. Barber hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for Jim Lemon. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Orsino and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCraw scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. One out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-2 in the game. Orsino hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss pinch runs for Schirmlaller. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Herbert hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Weiss moves to second. Wes Stock now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hershberger bunts towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiss moves to third. Herbert moves to second. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weiss scores. Herbert moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Nicholson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gentile is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Gaines pinch hits for Wes Stock. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brandt moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brandt scores. Gaines moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Gaines scores. Aparicio moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Herm Starrett now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Landis is hit by the pitch. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Landis moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosnan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-3 in the game. Orsino hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Valentine pinch hits for Herm Starrett. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Bob Savarin pinch runs for Fred Valentine. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.